Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man.
Welcome back to the Junks live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network 2. It's time now to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Rick Snyder, covers the Commanders for Rick Snyder's Washington, and Yard Barker 2. You've heard him many, many times on this station. Rick, good morning. How are you?
Hey, boys. Back with you finally. I think it's been the quietest Commanders offseason in years and years.
Well, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that great? Isn't it great that we're not talking about congressional hearings and investigations and the misdeeds of the owner
or finding a quarterback?
Always looking for a quarterback. I mean, it's just a nice, peaceful offseason. That's all it is. Picking 29th in the upcoming draft. I love it.
Well, yeah, covering. Can I do a cover two versus a trip receiver thing? Yeah, I get a little bored with that after 50 years. But yeah, it's been nice not to have a scandal every 5 minutes. But you got to make the phones ring, right? So whatever. Yeah.
So all right. So I know that having talked to you about this new stadium deal through the years, and you've been covering this from the beginning. And maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago, I remember you always sort of kind of maintained, at least I thought, that you kind of were pretty consistent with it's just going to end up back at its current location in Landover with just a building right next to it, something like that. Now with all of the hurdles seemingly removed and supposedly here in the red zone area, are you still convinced that it's going to be back in Maryland, or are you finally convinced that no, this is going to actually happen?
Well, right now, nothing is signed, and there's many hurdles to go. But let me just say this. This is a win-win deal for everybody if they pull this off.
Okay.
Because D.C.'s not going to have to put in nearly the money they would, and a lot of it comes in ticket taxes later.
Mm-hmm.
And for Harris, he gets the whole complex to manage. And there's going to be other things besides sports, but he gets a whole piece of it. Now, Harris had a big, 76ers complex in the middle of Philadelphia fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So these things fall apart all the time. Mm-hmm. And there are many groups out there this morning figuring out how to disrupt it. So I'd like to see it. I think it's the best place for it. And if they pull off this vision, it's a great deal. But I'll stay skeptical until I see dirt move.
What's the biggest blockade right now?
Right now, probably the city council, I think, will be the biggest blockade. There's a number of people. They're just beating this drum about affordable housing. They just beat it as loud as they can. It's going to cost some favors to make this all happen. That's what happened with Nats Park. You know, everybody wanted Nats Park in the city. Everybody. But the council was a 7-6 vote that Mayor Barry had to strangle his way through it. You know, and everybody had to get something for it. And that's going to happen again here, no doubt. So it's okay to be positive, and I think it's more likely today that it'll be an RFK. But it's not just a simple sign the contract and we're done.
Right.
Going back to Nationals Park, can you remind people what this area was like before they started building and what it's now become?
When I used to drive up South Capitol Street, I used to think, what a disgrace this place looks. The gateway to the, you can see the U.S. Capitol, and all I'm driving through is hell. It was awful. It was a commercial zone. It was a red light district. Everything was down bad. Today, look at it. It's a beautiful area. It's still growing, you know, and that's what sports complexes do. Before they built Verizon Center, Arena, Cap One, whatever it's called, you know, there were chickens hanging in the windows and surface parking lots everywhere around the arena. And they did several $1 billion in development since then. So sports complexes are good for the economy and neighborhoods. It's going to cost about, in real money, about what the city just gave Leonsis to keep his arena downtown. So the city is going to invest like $1 billion in sports teams over this. And yet it's worth it. It's been proven to be worth it. But there's going to be people, and I understand, who say, hey, we're getting laid off. They're closing the libraries. They're doing all these things because Congress screwed the city all of a sudden. And now we're going to give this money to these people? It's a hard sell. But it can be done. And I think it's overall, it looks like a pretty solid project.
Rick, what's your best guess as to what surface parking is going to look like at the new RFK site? How much will people have to rely on public transportation to get down to games?
I'm pretty sure Josh Harris is going to get a spot. outside of that,
who knows? You know,
what about Mitch? Mitch Rails too?
Magic.
Mitch might have to go back to that bus he used to take. You know, there's not going to be much, and there's going to be a lot of parking garages because they're going to be also used for other things. St. Louis did this really well with a downtown arena using garages. I remember Cook used to call them motor car madhouses. Mm. He did not want them. Mm-hmm. But with this, you know, this, you're going to have other things around that will use those every day of the week. So that's what, and you can't have tailgating inside a parking garage, you know, fire, blow the place up. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to see much, you know, it's going to be a lot more mass transit. And that's really, we're trying to think about not today, but what's going to be 2030 to 2040 to 2050 to 2060. Mm-hmm. And that's less transportation, more mass transportation. And, you know, listen, if you want the team back in the city and you got to, you know, buy a hot dog instead of cooking one, seems like a fair deal.
Hmm.
I don't know. It depends on your opinion, I guess.
Well, I'm not getting blotted in the parking lot, so, you know, yeah. That's not
yeah,
my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're taking calls on it, Rick, and I don't know. It's 50-50 right now, right?
About. On the calls. Now, our poll, I think, is like 80-20.
Yeah, the poll is big. Yeah.
I think from a sentimental standpoint, people love the idea, and I do too. Of course, it should be in the city. It's great. But it's not going to be the same deal. It's not going to be the old, you know, RFK rocking and shaking. I mean, hell, it might even be a dome. Right, Rick?
Right, yeah. It's going to have to be covered because you're going to need events there all the time to pay for a $3.5 billion facility.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If I could give Josh Harris one piece of advice about the new stadium, I would say find a way with hydraulics to make those stands bounce. People love that thing.
Do any stadiums do that?
I haven't seen one, but I mean, in the old RFK, it's because they were baseball bleachers.
Yeah.
And that's why they were they weren't fixed. They were pulled in and out.
Yeah.
I would tell them to do it. People will pay extra for that. Just, you know, put in one section in midseason or whatever, midfield, and do that. And I think people would love it. And that would give you a little bit of it. But no, it's not going back to the old days because, well, this ain't the 60s and 70s anymore, yeah. You know, and the winning, you know, we'll see. I mean, we had a good 20-year run there of winning. And so I think you're going to have new people in there. The old people at RFK are gone. You know, they're either dead, retired, or sitting on the couch watching, mm-hmm. You know, mostly. So, you know, you're coming back after 34 years, it'll be a different group. So it's not going to be the same thing. You can't go home again.
But I
still think transportation-wise, it's a good central location.
Do you think the 2030 target is realistic?
if they can get a deal signed by the end of this year, yeah. I mean, you need about a year to get all these things in line. You need about 3 years to build it. I know there are going to be court challenges and things like that that are going to hold this up. So, because there always are, and we're city lawyers. Wait, but I think they can do it.
When they say 180-acre site, is that basically the exact same footprint as the old site, or is it some expanded areas?
It's actually a little less on there. And it's not going to be 180 acres of building and parking and all that stuff. Like, we didn't talk about wetlands and stuff by the river back in 1960. Mm-hmm. They do now. You know, so there's like 30, 40 acres getting carved out and no one can touch on that. You know, what are they going to do with the soccer fields, you know, for that? You know, they're going to keep them next door? I don't know. But there's going to be different buildings coming in. It could be a really nice complex. It's kind of disappointing that the armory is going to be staying where it is. You know, this big old 1960 behemoth. They can't figure out a way to move that. And that would really help, because that's a gateway right next to the stadium.
Did they say that? Mm-hmm. Did they say that the armory is staying?
Yeah, what I've seen, the armory is staying.
That is weird.
Hey, Rick, how much is Maryland now scrambling in the wake of this news? How much is Westmore and Prince George's County, where FedEx currently sits?
Westmore has been at Redskins or Commanders practices and stuff every year as much as Major Tutty. I think he might be Major Tutty. you know, he's desperately trying to do this. But Maryland's blown through its reserves, man. The governor's. I'm a Marylander. So as a Marylander, a taxpayer, I am all for D.C., you know, getting this team. But Maryland's governor has just blown through deficits, and I don't know how they can really come up with the money either, because at least D.C. can justify the whole complex can make money, just like the Nats and just like the Wiz. But you can't do that out of Maryland. And I know they want to develop land over and all that, but that land doesn't flow the same, and it's a suburban location. So you can't quite make the economic gains that way, which is my vision. So, I mean, Maryland's invested in a lot of things between the Ravens and the Orioles, and the horse racing complex now is owned by the state of Maryland. They're going to tear down Laurel Park, just run at Pimlico. State's into that now. I could, you know, I just don't see it. It's not going to happen in Oxon Cove like they talked about for a long time. It almost went there, but the MGM stands alone, I guess. So I don't see Maryland. You know, Maryland could do it, but it's not an easy thing for them either.
So how does that work? Harris currently owns the stadium, but the state of Maryland owns all the land around it right now with all the parking?
No, Harris.
Who owns the stadium?
I know they right. What they did is Cook signed this lease for the land, and the land in 2027 goes over to PG County.
Okay.
And PG County, of course, would you know say, hey, we still want you around, and some things revert to the county, but some of the land is still the team's.
Okay.
So where they're going to, because the county is very worried that the team's going to say, okay, we're gone. Here's the key. See ya. And leave this big behemoth there. But the thought always was, whenever the stadium isn't here, you know, they've already done the infrastructure for the area, and they can figure out a new way to do things. So it was kind of, I'm surprised Cook did that, but I guess he just wanted to get it done, and he was, you know, near death too. So he was desperate to make a deal. I don't see, you know, he gave up things I would have never expected.
Rick, so you say that the site is actually smaller, right, because of the wetlands and everything and the area they have to carve out. Where does that leave, like, where does that leave, you know, restaurants around it, businesses around it, access in and out? Because they're going to have to add some, they're going to have to add something there. I don't know, bridges or tunnel. I don't know what they're going to do to make it a little easier for those that do drive in to get in and out. They'll probably have to expand the metro access on some level, I would think. What's available?
Well, there's a second metro line that can come in through there. They've never built the platform as such, but I've done it. If you look straight ahead at RFK, it would be over on the left.
Okay.
And so they have a second line. The stadium would stay in the same footprint, which means you don't have to change the bridges behind it.
Okay.
How much is that going to cost? Well, I forget what else you said.
But it was about like restaurants and you know, businesses.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you look at Nats Park, look what's around it. You know, you've got commercial and residential and all that. Then I think the same vision kind of comes there. It won't be you know, one story, you know, McDonald's next to them. It's going to be a behemoth and everything mixed in together. St. Louis is the blueprint, I think, for what they want to do. Because their stadium's, you know, not far from the arch and all that. And you can, you know, it's just like a city otherwise around it. And, oh, there's the arena in the middle of all
which
this.
Is very cool, by the way. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, and they have a metro line goes right through it and all that. So they had a good mixed residential. Why that didn't work out there, I don't know. But St. Louis, to me, would be a really good blueprint to look at.
But like I said earlier, if you went back to before the Nats, you know, opened up here, and then you even went to the first year of the Nationals playing in this stadium, to the fifth year, to the 10th year, the whole area is transformed, and that could happen.
But that was the plan. That was the plan from day one. It just was delayed. That was supposed to happen. It wasn't like, yeah, oh, wow, this is a great spot, I'll put a business there. That was the plan from the beginning, JP.
Yeah, I mean, look at what between the Nat Stadium and the Arena Stadium, Audi Field. That was just construction zones, for instance, you know, plants, mm-hmm, things, mm-hmm, like that. You know, now it's all these nice big buildings going through that way, too. People don't always see it. They see the other part, Navy Yard. I mean, it really did have a wide swath. I mean, you can't even see the stadium when you're coming over anymore. From the,
yeah,
over the,
are they going to take away homes that are around that area? Are some of those going to be lost?
I haven't heard that at all.
Okay.
I mean, they may sell because it'll be worth a lot more land-wise.
Yep, mm-hmm, that's true.
So I would expect, sure, there's a lot of old stuff there. I could see being flipped. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Benning Road has, Benning Road's probably a 50-50 spot now. They've had about half of it renovated. I mean, parts of D.C. that just were nothing, mm-hmm, suddenly you go through and like, wow. And so there is some of that near RFK now. You got to get RFK down too. Here's one of the other problems. Tourism, this, and I'm a tour guide in town, so I see this. We've had a decent spring tour season, but what we see in the summer coming is zip.
Oh, really?
You know, wow. Foreign travelers that come all the time, nothing. Hmm. I mean, and those revenues are what fund things like tearing down RFK, and that's why it's taken so long for RFK to come down because of the pandemic.
Right.
You know, I didn't tour for 18 months. I mean, the money wasn't there. So they've got to hurry up and get that done. Because they're talking still about another year and a half or so. Nah, just come on, man. Get some cranes and knock it down. You can't wait that long. But the revenues have been hit by things like tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, thanks as always for the time. That's Rick Snyder from Rick Snyder's Washington and Yard Barker. Thanks again.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
All right, pal.
Yep, don't forget, scheduled to join us coming up at 8:25 is Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. Coming up next, we'll get into some high-profile events and experiences that are not delivering on their promises. We'll do that next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This segment may be a trigger to the Zoomers and the Gen Zers. You've been warned. Fire Festival 2. Has been postponed. Not Dunsky.
Postponed, okay.
Postponed, according to the organizers.
Of course.
It was never going to happen. Hey, I don't know the scam that guy's running.
I will say.
McFarland's who you're talking about.
The slug line they had for Fire Festival 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's definitely intriguing where they said the playa is fire.
Right.
You like that play on words?
I said it's good marketing.
So McFarland's new event, which was scheduled to take place in Mexico from May 30th to June 2nd, was being advertised under the slogan. This is their other slogan, Valdez. Hmm. Quote, Fire Festival 2 is real, end quote, with tickets starting at $1,400. A message sent to a ticket holder said, quote, the event has been postponed and a new date will be announced. We have issued you a refund. Once the new date is announced, at that time you can repurchase if it works for your schedule. So apparently the Fire Festival 2 tickets went on sale in February. Like the initial event, McFarland's Fire Fest 2 promised, quote, an electrifying celebration of music, arts, cuisine, comedy, fashion, gaming, sports, and treasure hunting. I mean, that part sounds terrible. All set in the stunning location of Isla Mujeres, Mexico, according to the event's website. So it's not dead. It's just postponed.
It's just not going to happen in Mexico. They're looking for another spot. Even though that it's a lot of this.
Yeah, I don't understand what this dude's getting out of it. I guess ADs. I guess he's an AD king.
I guess he is.
He might just be crazy. He
might
just
be a dreamer.
Nuts.
He loves nothing more. Here's what
he loves.
Him
interviewed. He loves stupid.
He loves fake festivals and trying to get people to buy like exclusive credit cards. But like that's his whole scam.
When you're under this much scrutiny, you're not going to get away with it. I don't understand.
Maybe that's the only way he knows how to make money.
I guess he's just a scammer, no other way.
Well, he's like a promoter, and this is all he does, or all he knows is how to promote and try and put on a festival.
Yeah,
he's not even that good at it.
Is it worth spending time in prison?
I told you guys, like, I saw him.
I don't think so.
I saw him in a karate fight. It was a promotion for some sort of crypto. So he's in kind of that shady crypto world.
He goes hand in hand with all the crypto bros. And that makes sense.
I want to say he knocked out his opponent.
He's a big dude. But I don't get it.
Did fake tickets pop out of his pocket during the fight?
And you're an idiot if you buy anything associated with the guy.
I mean, if you book the trip to Fire Festival too, you should go straight to an insane asylum.
But you know, there's just a world of people that they'll have something that they grasp at, and this is his thing. Like anytime there's a celebrity boxing thing, we immediately think it's got to be Damon Feldman. Then you check it out. Sure enough,
he's attached.
Damon
to it.
Feldman.
Well, okay, but
he's promoting.
But
he's also a promoter.
He could be a conniving promoter.
I'm not doubting that.
That's what he is.
The thing that strikes me, I'm telling you, I've seen the guy being interviewed before, and he just comes off as a reasonable dude. That's why my brain is exploding.
He just can't give up the Fire Fest. Like, he can't.
It's his dream.
Well,
all right. Okay. So I got a dream, too.
Yeah, a lot of people have dreams that don't get fulfilled.
Yeah.
Well, how hard
he's chasing it.
How hard can it be to put on a festival?
Apparently,
I mean,
really
I don't
hard.
Know anything, but there's
really difficult.
There's thousands and thousands of festivals every summer all over the country.
All over this country, all over Europe.
Why does it have to be in Mexico or the Bahamas?
I don't
know. Put it in Florida. You want it on a beach? Put it in Florida somewhere.
Sure.
Everybody's got a book axe.
You have the brand, right?
Well, if you're any sort of
small.
If you're any sort of established act, the second you get an email from Billy McFarland and or Firefest,
delete.
You have to delete it.
Of course.
You can't take him seriously.
Block it.
You should block it.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
Should definitely block it.
But who's going to pay $1 million for tickets? Some of the tickets were going on sale for $1 million.
I can't imagine one person.
Who's going to buy that?
Nobody.
Nobody.
No business.
Why would you even, post a ticket for $1 million?
Yeah, like you say, dreamer.
What are you getting for $1 million? Is he flying you in on a PJ?
I don't know. That's not worth $1 million.
I mean,
that's true.
I'll never forget the video. There were two different Firefest docs of the people that were, I think they were on a school bus once they got down to like the Bahamas. And then they pulled up onto this just godforsaken piece of rock with 150 FEMA tents blowing around. And then it was a free for all. Like they let them off the buses. And then they're like, these are the accommodations we paid for. And then it was like the Hunger Games. They were like fighting each other to try to get into these flimsy tents that are set up. And it was just. It was stunning.
Well, how about the
These
meals?
People
were promised meals that were catered by some big time chef.
Yeah.
And they got literally a sandwich with cheese on it. Right. With bread and cheese.
In like a styrofoam container. That's one of the infamous lasting
images. A cheese sandwich.
Look, he served 4 years in prison.
Yeah.
He's a con man.
Yeah. Okay.
At least
you're admitting it.
Con men continue their cons after they come out of prison.
You can't do it when you're under this spotlight.
That's all he knows.
Yeah, like he should go into a completely different business. Like he should get out of the festival
promoting, like you say, but just do something small, you know, at the downtown DC in a park or something.
Right. He needs to hire Bob Waugh.
Hire Bob Waugh.
He'll put a festival together.
Yeah. HF Festival is at Nats Park last summer.
Hire somebody that's actually done it
there.
Successfully. Yeah. Of course. Now do the Mr. Beast thing. This is also another crazy story.
Yeah, so you can basically call this the YouTube version of Fyre Festival. Mr. Beast superfans disgruntled by a botched 1K experience in Las Vegas. So back in January, Resorts World announced a $1,000 Mr. Beast experience that was touted to include exclusive merch, mini games, and exclusive menu items at some of the resort's restaurants. But most fans were left disappointed after spending the entire weekend holed up in their rooms, told to wait for a special package to be delivered. Even though one fan was supposed to win $10,000, most fans left with nothing but a couple of chocolate bars, kid-sized t-shirts, and regret.
Regret. That's emphasized.
The $1,000 experience included a hotel stay April 13th through the 15th. Now, people looked into this and said that this type of three-night stay would usually only cost
about 100 a night
like
or something.
$400 most weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they're jacking it up to $1,000.
All right.
So you're supposed to get a Mr. Beast mystery bag with select Mr. Beast branded merchandise, also a variety of on-site activations designed to offer an immersive and unforgettable experience for our guests, and a $10,000 gift voucher awarded to one lucky guess. That's kind of the carrot that's dangling.
It was a scam. They scammed them.
So fans explained that they expected events and programming, plus a meet and greet with Mr. Beast. Okay, it's a Mr. Beast experience. You probably expect him to be there. It would be like us hyping up, hey, we're going to do a Junkies cruise, or we're going to do a Junkies convention.
Yeah.
And then we don't post. We don't show up.
Right.
Right? It's kind of like a much lesser version of what happened here in Vegas. So apparently some people, after waiting 2 days in the rooms, all they got was chocolate and t-shirts that retailed for $9 on Mr. Beast's website. Mm-hmm. So Resorts World provided the disgruntled guests with $50 in food and drink credits.
That's it.
And they took down their advertising for the whole experience.
And they did not respond to a request for comment.
$50 barely gets you an app in Vegas.
Yeah. So, I mean, they gave you a little something, but these two stories just basically tell you.
Don't trust anybody.
Don't sign up for these wacky experiences, because it sounds like you're just going to get hung out to dry.
I don't know if you're looking at the same Rolling Stone article. that I'm looking at, but it says that they may never have promised the meet and greet.
Right. And potentially that well, they might did not promise, have been the,
I think, a meet and greet, but it didn't promise who. And I guess there was like almost no one associated with the show,
I don't know if Mr. Beast is to blame or the casinos to blame.
Right. Probably both. You gotta
probably
be,
both parties.
I know he's huge now, he's like a billionaire and everything, but you gotta be aware of where your team is lending your name
to. I think he may have been unaware that his name is being used in this kind of promotion, or thought it was gonna be used differently.
So his business has gotten so big that this may have come across his desk and he just looked at it for a minute or 2 minutes and said, yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, Sign off on it. Or someone on his team explained it to him and just signed off on it.
Yeah. And then resorts kind of went ham with the experience to go milk some extra money from all the visitors.
Right. Yeah, they say a source close to Mr. Beast said that his brand indeed had been licensed for the Resorts World event, but that the experience wasn't up to his standards. And then he personally reached out to a lot of those affected with the invite to fly them to his studio in North Carolina.
Right.
So he's trying to do a make good.
What was the cost of each ticket? Did you already say that?
$1,000.
$1,000.
Okay. Yeah.
So people who spent the $1,000, they got the hotel
stay. They
still
got to stay in the hotel, but I mean,
they got three nights in the hotel, and they just assumed they were going to meet the guy? Like, it was never said.
Well, when you say it's the Mr. Beast experience,
you're just assuming
people from the show.
That he's going to show up, or
or at least people from the show will be there.
Yeah. If we say it's a Junkies experience and Mar shows up, people are going to be bitter.
So bitter. But it sounds like even Mar didn't show up.
Throw tomatoes at him.
Yeah. It sounds like Mar didn't even show up in this one.
Didn't you take I remember you took Kelsey when she was younger to go see like the Dance Moms or something.
That sounds horrible.
We went to four or five Dance Moms.
Did you do like
sessions.
A meet and greet one time? You paid for that and all that.
Several times.
Dance Moms.
Yeah, went to one in Pasadena.
It sounds horrible, but at least the Dance Moms were there.
Right.
They were there.
Imagine if the Dance Moms weren't there. It was a Dance Mom experience and no Dance Mom.
I think the stars were the girls.
Yeah.
There was Dance Moms and the girls.
Who knows? I don't care about the particulars.
hey, what would the Junkies experience be like?
Boring.
Hey, we're gonna wake you up at 3 o'clock to watch this TiVo game from the night before.
That's the Bishop.
That could be a bit.
That's me.
Yeah, play poker and for 8 hours.
Heads up poker matches against cakes.
Yeah,
just have a little booth. That'd be nice.
I remember JP. I remember when we were in Ocean City when we were still in the condo down there. The girls were probably 11 and 9. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
One of those girls, like the real popular dancer, was hanging out on the beach.
Right.
I think she was from Pittsburgh. Can't remember her
name. Those girls on Dance Moms were huge.
That could be a flaming
And the
booth.
Dance Mom was there. And my daughter started hanging out with her. They were playing in the ocean with the dancer, who was like a big star. I don't know what she's doing now, but she's probably 23, 24 now.
They're probably rich.
I have no idea. But my daughters couldn't believe it.
We're still building the comedy pyramid.
I'm trying.
What would happen at the Junkies experience? EB could give golf lessons.
You wouldn't want my lessons.
Golf swing
advice. You could go sit in the sauna with
me. Go in the sim. Yeah, sauna.
Go sit in the sauna.
Yeah, sauna and sim.
EB's sauna experience.
Go in my backyard, hit balls.
Tell you, man, we got... Who would we contact? Like the Chantilly, isn't there the expo hall in Chantilly?
To do the Junkies experience?
Yeah, Dallas Expo Center?
Yeah.
I don't know if we need that big of a room.
How about the
somebody's backyard?
How about the old stage downstairs? That might be a better
performance
room.
Studio.
Junkies experience. All right, we can do that.
How much are we gonna charge?
Well, hold on, let's see. It might be
you
can do a 20-minute sauna session
with
me.
Well, we definitely have Brett's VIP room.
Yeah, right. 20-minute sauna session with me. You could do a little sim session. We could play a par three. Everybody could come in and play par three.
We could provide some free food that Jason gets from Homewood.
Yeah. And we could do Valdez's.
I'll get you Nutri-Grain bars.
Valdez's crab feast.
I teach you how to pick a crab. And with the VIP package, you have secured parking too.
Because
that's always important.
The Junkies experience has legs.
Yeah.
Crab legs. We can make the money. Can make this happen.
Mike Marr will take you down to happy hour in Arlington.
We would actually show up.
We would be there.
Well,
you would. Okay. I wouldn't.
We'll just Jason your, might not post, we'll just, but that would be part of the experience.
Exactly.
People would going expect for, it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been going on since we started the show.
We'll just take your cut.
Yeah.
No, you can have my cut. I just don't.
We
I'm
won't
not
use
posting.
Your likeness.
No NIL on that one. Just name, not so, image.
All right. Hey, I don't see it in here. At some point, Drabby.
Yeah.
I would like to talk about Florio and Sims going off on the Topgolf outing. Did you, I don't know if you've seen yet. I think that they're...
On the Commander specifically? Or
yeah,
just
I just think they're just getting nutty.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're filling time.
The criticism.
You know what? We'll do that at 8 o'clock.
All right.
And don't forget, scheduled to join us, the newly signed Nick Dowd. He inked a two-year extension with the Washington Capitals.
Maybe it'll be too big time now.
They close their regular season tonight in Pittsburgh. He's scheduled to join us coming up at 8:25.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Perfect. All right, so I wanted to get into this audio of Austin River Wizards fans. Here's Austin Rivers talking about Cooper Flagg.
He can't let it. They can't
Bob
let
Carrington, Alexander Saar, Cooper Flagg, Jordan Poole. Can't happen. He can't go to D.C. I would be so mad if he went to D.C., man. God. People are like, oh, if he goes to Charlotte. I don't mind Charlotte as much.
Yeah.
First off, being close to Duke, I think that'd be kind of, I can't speak for him. But.
Well, with Brandon Miller and Cooper together.
Brandon, Cooper, and LaMelo. I don't know what else you need at that point.
Well, I got to see what LaMelo you're going to get. I don't know. I think he's shooting like a shot a minute. I think he's some NBA record I saw like in the middle of the season. So I don't know what, I mean, when you have Cooper on your team and a guy like Brandon
I would imagine LaMelo would adjust.
Hopefully.
He's a smart.
But when you have a guy like Brandon Miller and Cooper and you compare that to like Tatum Brown, Paolo Fons, like you got two guys on the wing.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what else in terms
enormous,
of this, as a youth startup is better than LaMelo, Brandon Miller, and Cooper.
Yeah.
At that point, come on, guys. Let's make some shit happen over there in Charlotte. I just think D.C.'s too far away, and I don't think they have any solid pieces around, but with the exception of Saar, who's not bad, a couple other guys. But I don't really like the makeup there.
So Charlotte is now a more attractive destination than D.C.?
That's what Austin Rivers thinks.
Well, I think they do have two guys who are further along than the guys that Washington
He's just talking
has.
About supporting cast.
Right. Yeah. LaMelo and Brandon Miller are further along than pick your top two guys. Alex
Cooper
Saar
Flagg
and
would never see the ball if he plays with LaMelo.
That's a good point.
I mean, seriously.
But I like what Washington's doing. For some reason, I felt like this was a good season and they only won 18 games.
Well, I think they did identify a few foundational pieces.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, that was kind of the goal.
And the draft class from this past year bore a lot of fruit.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Those guys specifically. I think those three guys specifically are going to be a part of this future.
I don't know if Saar is ultimately the type of guy, though, that can be a number one. Maybe he will be.
May not,
it's hard to say right now.
He'd definitely be part of your big three.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
He's part of your big three, which I think you need.
But again, we've talked about a billion times. The Wizards have 14% chance of getting Cooper Flagg.
Right.
I'm not offended by Austin Rivers. By the way, he's a former Wizard, isn't he?
Yeah, he played here.
Played here for all of, how many games?
20 games? 30 games?
29 games wearing the Wizards
uniform.
That
makes it even worse that he actually was here for a bit.
But I think he's trying to talk about the talent, that the talent isn't where some of these other teams are. Charlotte's terrible, but at least they do have a couple of pieces. Did LaMelo make the All-Star team? Probably should have.
I can't remember.
The guy's averaging almost 30 points a game.
Did he mention Utah? Why would he want him to go to Utah?
I don't think Utah was brought up there.
Utah doesn't have anything. I mean, they had the worst record in the league.
Is he saying it, though, mostly because of just the history of losing in Washington? Is that kind of the premise?
No, I think he's talking about
the current roster.
He doesn't believe in their roster other than Alex Saar.
Well, Austin Rivers also doesn't know what Will Dawkins is going to do to the roster. How does he know he's not going to go out and get a big free agent?
He has no idea.
He has no idea. I mean, based on what they have this year, okay, but he could add a couple big name guys.
Well, I do think they they're excited about what's the guard's name? The skinny guy? No, the skinny.
Oh, AJ?
Anthony Johnson, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do think there's something there. There's definitely some real ability with that kid. He could be part of
it's a young developmental piece that they like.
I mean, he's an athletic freak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not offended by what Rivers said. I actually am excited for where the Wizards are heading. Now, they need to get lucky in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get a game changer. Like, that's kind of my thing with Bilal. I have nothing against Bilal. He's just not a franchise changer.
He'll be a piece.
He can be a piece. But you need somebody to truly transform a franchise into a championship contender. Like, there's a difference between getting somebody like Trae Young, who can lead a team to play in. Now, he did make an Eastern Conference Finals once, versus Luka Doncic. Like, there's a difference. You just got to identify the guy. And, I mean, some of that is luck. And we'll see what happens with the draft. Like, some people believe Cooper Flagg can be that type of guy. Others don't.
When's the lottery?
It is May 12th.
Right around
month away.
We'll find out May 12th.
It'd be so depressing if they have the sixth pick. Well, because they can drop the six.
Well, we can blame
4, 5, or
I
six.
I love Bob Carrington, but you can blame him for knocking them down one peg below the Jazz.
But that last game,
with the
winning
game
shot,
winner against the Heat.
That was a sick play, though.
Devastating game winner.
Can they land the third pick? That'd be kind of a dagger, too.
They can go anywhere from two to six.
Yeah.
Or one to six.
Anywhere.
I feel like top two is pretty solid. After that, I don't know.
Well, if they did get lucky, if they did get lucky and hit the 14%er, and you had Saar and Cooper, you're on your way, I think. That's two of your big three.
I think so.
Sure.
I think so. Two of your big three. But, and then maybe they're going to decide you want to add a free agent.
You're still a few years away because they're going to be so young.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to run the sim five times quickly. See how many times the Wizards get.
It's going to be one time at the most.
Here's shot number one.
Yeah.
Go. I mean, based on percentages.
New Orleans wins it.
It'll be 1.5.
Here's number two. New Orleans wins it again. Yeah. They have a 12.5% chance. Third run, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Fourth run, New Orleans again. Fifth run, Brooklyn.
Right, we went over.
What is New Orleans? New Orleans' chance of getting, what is it, like 10%?
New Orleans is 12.5% to get number
one
overall.
They hit 3 out of 5 in your sim.
Who did? New Orleans? Yeah.
They hit 3 out of 5.
We got 0.
Yeah.
The fix is in if San Antonio gets it.
Oh, I'd be distraught. They have a 6% chance of landing the top pick.
Although we haven't heard about Wemby and his, is it blood clots? Never quite understand it. Damian Lillard has a similar thing that sidelined him.
Yeah, something. No. I thought it was in his shoulder or something. Blood clot in his shoulder, maybe.
Yeah, because he missed, what did he miss, like the last
just ran it again.
Games,
Toronto
games?
Wins it, 7.5%.
So we're 0-6.
Now 0-7. Toronto 0-7. Won it back
Go
to
ahead.
Back.
Just so people don't know, this is the lottery generator.
8. Phoenix, which goes to Houston.
Let me see if you're committed, though.
Yeah.
Because if you're committed, you have to run this at least 50 times to see if they hit on 14%.
Well, I'm not going
to
run it 50 times.
So if they went 7-for-50, it would be 14%.
9 times, just Toronto wins it again. Uh-huh. 10 times, New Orleans wins it again. 11, Miami wins. Miami! They have a 2% chance.
Miami, they're in the play-in.
Is this lottery?
You might as well go to 50, Cakes. Go to 50. You're 0-for-11.
No, just go until you hit the Wiz.
All right. There we go. Wiz. I think lucky 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
I'm just devastating. Now I'm just convinced that the Wizards are not going to get
the number one pick. It's actually a waste of time to watch the lottery because they're not going to get it.
Oh, I'll be watching.
It's a waste of time. They're not going to get it.
I mean,
someone's going to give me odds. I'll make a wager.
You'll bet on them?
You'll bet on Washington getting the number one pick?
You got to give me odds.
I'm not going to give you advantageous odds.
No, but I mean, I've got an 86%. You have an 86% chance of winning it. So you've got to give me significant odds.
Yeah. Look, we all know they're following the Oklahoma City model. And Oklahoma City, you know, they were really good when they had Kevin Durant and James Harden and Serge Ibaka and Russell Westbrook. And that team blew up. Then they were basically the worst team in the Western Conference for 2 seasons. Then they had the uptick where they got to close to 500. The last couple 2 years, they're one of the best teams in the league. So you have to have some patience. They have a plan in place. All like Will Dawkins. I believe in him.
That's a Will Dawkins production. What's happening in Oklahoma City right now?
Yep.
That's his brainchild. But
don't you? Yeah.
Now Jason brings up all the time that they got kind of lucky with the Shea trade,
right?
Because Shea wasn't known to be like this best up and coming player, but they acquired, I think, a slew of draft picks. And Shea was part of the package.
And he turned into a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, they identified the talent and brought it to Oklahoma City.
Drab, who's the projected number one early next year? Who are they saying?
For 2026?
Yeah. Do you know off the top of your head?
It's not like an
up-and-coming Wemby or something?
One of the Boozer kids.
In other words, Wemby was a transformational player.
Team has still sucked.
Yeah, fine, but he's going to be like a Hall of Famer, barring injury. Cooper Flagg looks like he's a transformational player. You know, they're going to go over on both of these in all likelihood. So then Do we have another transformational player that we can grasp at next year?
I see AJ DiBontanza.
Yeah, the kid who's going to BYU.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about high school seniors right now.
I know. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, Wemby, you saw that coming for, you know, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And with this Wembanyama kid, everyone's going
to,
like, he's unbelievable.
We have to just wait and see.
Cooper Flagg, it's been like a year, year and a half now. People have known this kid's, like, really, like, a special kid.
Yep.
Is there someone special, you
know,
special next?
You know who's projected fourth in the 2026 draft?
I saw his name.
Special.
Gilbert's kid.
Yep. Yeah. Elijah Arenas.
No, this one has a kid from Manassas, Nate Ament.
Oh, good for him. He's going to be a high pick.
6'9".
Stud.
Where is he? Is he at PBI? Where is he? Or is he playing down in Florida?
Yeah, I don't see it.
He's probably played five different high schools.
Highland School? Where's Highland School?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably some trailer with a basketball court behind it. I mean, who knows? All right, when we come back, we'll get back into the Commander's potential move back to the RFK site. You're welcome to call us at 800-636-1067. If the Commanders move back to the RFK site, what is your one must-have for the stadium for you to be all in on the Commanders move back to the RFK site? What's your must-have for the Commanders move? 800-636-1067. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.